Conrad Marshall here for Northern Territory Major Events. Between April 12 and 21, under the Alice Springs night sky, Pyatjima will bring the desert alive once again in the only Aboriginal light festival of its kind. Pyatjima 2024, registrations at pyatjimaaustralia.com.au.
Joining me on the line is Bill Kuznichuk, town planner. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Tony.
Look, have you had a look at the reports so far? I mean, obviously we're waiting on the announcement in detail, but from what you can see so far, what are some of the areas that jump out at you?
Look, I haven't read the report, but what I do know is that planning and building reform is well overdue in Victoria, well overdue, and it needs to happen. And it needs to happen because it's costly to get approvals. They're time-consuming, and it's not hard to make the right decision. You've just got to get the right framework in place. And at the moment, Tony, there are so many different people and different participants in the system and different decision touch points that it's taking sometimes years to get things done. And that's just not something that's sustainable. We've got to be able to reduce and cut the red tape in planning and building approvals.
Yeah, but you still want the right to oppose, don't you? I mean, if there's a dwelling being built next door to you, you still want that option to actually say, no, this is going to impinge on my privacy or whatever. But there's other issues here, Bill. One is no permits required for granny flats or home office buildings on bigger blocks. Now, yeah. Is that open slather? I mean, can you go and, if you've got bigger blocks, can you go and put six granny flats on there?
Yeah, no, the answer is no, and no government would suggest that. It just wouldn't happen. You're right, Tony, when you say that people want to be able to participate in the planning system, and I think that for important decisions, people should still be able to participate in the planning system. But there's always been room for exemptions, and granny flats is most probably one of them. And if you see what's happened in New South Wales, they've set aside all sorts of controls in relation to the property having to be a certain minimum area. There needs to be setbacks from side and rear boundary fences. There needs to be all sorts of controls around the maximum area of the granny flat, etc. So you can't sort of get Uncle Johnny building a two-story granny flat out the back that's bigger than the house at the front and that sort of thing. So these things can be properly managed, and I think that's what you're fundamentally flagging too, that you've got to make sure that if you're going to allow these sort of exemptions without a permit, then that means they don't come with unintended consequences that could impact upon people's amenity. So in the end, Tony, look, any reform means change. You're at the Collingwood practice, and I'm enjoying the broadcast. And you know, the planning and building system, with all its participants, local, state council, utility service providers, water, power, state authorities, VCAT, planning panels, the list goes on. I would expect in any reform that most, if not all of these players will remain part of the team, but there may be positional changes. So it may mean that all of a sudden, council isn't making a decision in relation to a matter of state significance.
Yeah,
and you know,
well,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing because it's a broader issue for the state.
Well, if you want to stick to the football analogy, when a team's going pretty poorly, like our government is, sometimes you need to change the coach. But anyway, no sign of that at the moment. Hey, what about this one? And again, I read from the Herald Sun, fast-tracking three-storey apartment blocks near railway stations if they're based on pre-approved design. So what's that mean in layman's terms?
Oh, well, what it means is that there are planners like to give incentives for higher densities in locations that are close to transport nodes and at places where there are other services and facilities. So in other words, it's just providing a housing choice, Tony, and that housing choice is a type that you don't see in the suburbs, and it would be unlikely that you would see in the suburbs.
And what about the release of more government land for developers if the plans include 10% social and affordable housing? And this is something we see overseas, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Tony. You're right. And the answer is, well, my view is that there needs to be a social housing component in all developments in excess of four storeys at a minimum. And it needs to be provided because, you know, people need homes. And there are some people that need homes because they can't afford the homes themselves. And we need to be able to, you know, protect those people against the unintended consequences of not providing enough social housing. And as you've said in the past, Tony, you often talk about, you know, the blocks of public housing around our city. They're getting old. They're getting hard to maintain. So, you know, time now to look at a reform that can allow for the construction of social and affordable housing supply, it's just vitally important. So, you know, that's going to be the future. And I think that it, just because you're making these decisions at a state level, it doesn't mean that all those participants aren't involved. It just might mean that they're involved in a different way.
Yeah, okay. Well, we await with interest to see what the actual detail is in the report, but certainly there's some pluses and minuses for us as Victorians. So nice to talk to you as always, Bill.
You too, Tony. Great work.
All right, thank you. Bill Kuznetsov joining us there, urban and regional planning expert.
Conrad Marshall here for Northern Territory Major Events. Under the starry night skies of Alice Springs, Part Jimma will bring the desert alive once again between April 12 and 21. In the only Aboriginal light festival of its kind, it lifts the veil that lays over country and reveals the interconnectedness of water and rain, land, stories and ancestors. Celebrate culture, connection and country at Part Jimma 2024. This is where we connect. Register now at partjimmaaustralia.com.au.
Experience a taste of Fiji on board Fiji Airways before you arrive at your destination. From the South Pacific-inspired cuisine, complimentary meals, beverages and entertainment, to the warm, friendly flight attendants who'll make you feel right at home, where you're relaxed in an instant, like you've stepped inside your own home. Welcome to a place where culture reaches you at 30,000 feet. Call your travel agent or book now at fijiairways.com.